Heading into the break, they lose back-to-back games at home. This season so far for the Leafs, let's face it, guys, been largely kind of a bit of a honeymoon. They're going to be second or third in the division. They've had the playoff spot locked up. They're tracking for maybe, well, before the losses they were, maybe 100 points this year instead of the 95 they had last year. It's wait and see till the playoffs, kind of like the Raptors, but they've come a long way in a year and a half. Losses to the Jackets and the Senators at home, even though the Senators were outplayed and was great goaltending by the other Anderson that led to that one. Ryan, do we read anything into that? Because we keep, a lot of people said, and Mark and I have talked about it a lot on shows throughout the course of the season, is their success sustainable? You know, can they keep doing it, playing the way they are? And then when they lose two in a row, all of a sudden maybe you start to wonder a little bit, or is that an overreaction?
I think, first off, Leafs actually don't have a regular regular time win in their past seven, so they are in a bit of a skid here. I think the thing that gets easily lost in the Leafs storyline is they overachieved last year, and don't forget, like, you know, if you go back even 18 months and said, hey, what do you think will be going on with the Leafs in January 2018? You'd be like, well, still finding their way, you know, and who knows exactly to what degree. So I do think it's important to zoom out and remember that things kind of took off last year in a fashion that no one really, really anticipated. So this is a team that still has to figure some things out. And it is surprising that, you know, the depth of scoring, I think, hasn't been there to the degree that they thought. I think we knew, well, we did know there were going to be some questions on the blue line, and we're coming down the home stretch here toward the trade deadline to see, is it something that they're going to sort out by going outside the organization? Is Travis Dermott going to be a guy who gets a long look in the next 6 weeks? Are people going to continue to lose their minds over the deployment of Roman Polak? Probably for a little while yet. The Leafs are a team that is still taking form. There is a lot of raw, natural, wonderful ability there. And I still think they are, when push comes to shove, because of that ability, and maybe even more so because they have a goalie who can play very, very, very well at times, they're absolutely a team to keep an eye on. But you're right, they are kind of in this unique spot where you can go ahead and put Boston, Toronto on the board, first round matchup. Neither of those teams can catch Tampa Bay, realistically, and nobody beneath them can jump up and knock one of them out for the 2-3 spots in the Atlantic. So I think you made the Raptors comparison. I think it's apt. I think the last January, February, March, those 3 months of this season for Toronto are not going to be so much about wins and losses, assuming the losses don't really pile up, as much as establishing a style, getting conditioned for the playoffs so that when the playoffs come, which we basically know they're going to, the team is in a better position to succeed then than it was in, you know, October and November.
Ryan brought it up. I'm a little concerned about Frederik Andersen's workload. I think that he covers a lot of the warts of this team, and they haven't scored much since the new year. They've escaped with some shootout wins, largely because of Andersen's performance. And you really wonder, when it gets down to, you know, end of March, beginning of April, you're really fighting for those last playoff spots. Yes, the Leafs are in a good spot right now, but, you know, just ask the Cavaliers. Teams can come back just like the Pacers did against them yesterday. So the standings aren't set in stone, and this is a good test for the Leafs because they are playing ahead of expectations, like Ryan said. And, you know, sometimes a bit of, you know, tough times can get you through what you need to see the light at the end of the tunnel here. So they need to keep it going and just kind of stick with it. I don't think that Roman Polak is a huge factor. I think, you know, Babcock likes his guys, and when you're winning games and scoring goals, these things aren't huge issues. But, you know, when you're struggling to score and your goalie's bailing you out, you're obviously going to look to some of the players that are slowing you down. So the whole team needs to be better, and Andersen needs to keep doing what he needs to do. But I really do think they need to get some help behind him. Maybe see what you have more in Pickard, because, you know, McElhinney's come in.
I'm really surprised we haven't seen more of Pickard. When they picked him up, I thought, you know, this was a nice, sensible backup.
I thought it was a smart move. I mean,
well, but if you're worried about Anderson's playing time, just put McElhinney in a little bit more often. He's been like, it's the only time they ever use him is the second of a back. They only use him in the obvious times. So if you're worried about, just use him in the unobvious times then. Like, I mean, I just don't get that. I got to believe Anderson's one of the, I'll go again. When things are going great, you want to play. And when things are going bad, you want to play. Goaltenders want to play. They want to play. They want to be in there all the time. So I think there's enough on the backup. But to Ryan's point, Boff, and we'll get your thought on this. Like, I don't do this percentage, you know, U.S. Thanksgiving, all this stuff. It's like every year is different. You never know what can happen in a season. But Ryan is correct. The Leafs in Boston are 12 points back of Tampa Bay, and we're 45 game mark of the season, and they're 11 points ahead of Florida. So, yes, of course, mathematically, it could happen, but it's almost ticketed that that's where the playoffs go. I'm more concerned how you get your head around that more than anything else when you have nowhere to go up and nowhere to go down. In the parity that's in sports, you never see that anymore. So that being the case, if you're worried about Freddie Anderson's playing time, then rest him. That's the part that gets me. What are the Leafs playing for in the regular season right now?
Home ice.
Yeah, I mean, against Boston.
Well,
and they probably won't get it because Boston has about five games in hand.
Yeah.
Well, maybe they should rest him a little bit because honestly, they're playing with house money a bit in that they're further along in their development, but. You know, if ultimately you're not getting Patrick Marleau to, you know, maybe squeak into the playoffs and, you know, maybe win a round, I think it's pretty obvious that this team wants to go forward and try to at least win a round and go on a bit of a run here. So,
oh, I think they have every opportunity to do that. I don't mean that positioning being locked in. I think Maple Leafs are, outside of Tampa Bay, as good as anybody in the Eastern Conference. I like it. I just find, Ryan, it's such a unique situation to be in and talking about how you want to rest. Maybe in the 2 minutes we got. So would you add, are they already at a stage a year and a half into a rebuild of, you know what, guys, let's add a little here. We don't need an extra draft pick or two. Let's go.
Well, and I mean, they accumulated so many picks and prospects during their kind of on the fly, I guess, or quick and dirty rebuild that they do have some pieces in play. I don't think it's a case where... you know, they're not desperate to, but I definitely think, and Mark nailed it. I mean, they signaled their intentions the second they signed Patrick Marleau to a deal for $6 million a year and would go to 3 years. That basically outlined, not the whole window, obviously, but that showed you that the Leafs believe they can win within those years. And when I look at the Eastern Conference, yes, Tampa Bay... assuming Hedman comes back in his 3-6 and is as his dominant self. Yes, Tampa Bay is in a class by itself, but that's not to say Toronto or some other quality team couldn't beat the Lightning. And after that, it really is wide open. So yes, I would look really, really hard at what's out there. And I would absolutely consider sacrificing some futures, whether it's a pick, whether it's a prospect in the system to bring in someone else on the blue line if I really like the fit.
Would love to see them get a piece on the back end. It really depends on the price and if they can fit it in under the cap and make it happen, yes, but I wouldn't overpay and revert from the plan.
Oh, and I think the plan can stay right in place. That's why I like the way they're positioned. If they do nothing, okay, I still think they got a crack. If they build up, I don't think it's diverting from the long-term future. The Leafs haven't been in this good a shape in a long time.